Episode number 571, The BNI Foundation, What's in it for me?
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you today?
I am fantastic, Priscilla, and I have a special guest on today's podcast, Kevin Barber. Kevin has been a BNI director for 13 years. He manages 41 chapters. He has over 1,260 members in his region. Here's the really important thing. Last year, he generated $100 million in Thank You for Closed Business. And since he started 13 years ago, more than a half a billion U.S. dollars worth of business. Kevin is a BNI director in Germany, although you won't recognize it from his accent. And he's the person who started the BNI Connect 5. So if you've ever seen any of the incredible videos called BNI Connect 5, he's the man, and you may recognize his voice from that. He was a really important contributor to helping support BNI Connect when it first came out, and Connect 5 was a major part of that. Kevin is today the chairman of the BNI Foundation. I count him as one of my personal friends. Kevin, welcome to the BNI podcast.
Thank you, Ivan. It's a pleasure to be here.
So our topic today is the BNI Foundation. Now, obviously, you know, you're a BNI director. You have a lot of members. Referrals are extremely important to the organization. But you've also been incredibly supportive of the organization through the foundation. And you're now the chairman. You're currently the chairman of the BNI Foundation globally. Why is the BNI Foundation relevant to the average BNI member or director?
Well, when I started BNI in my region 2005, fairly quickly we got to the point where people were asking me, what can I do for you? And I really wanted to tell them to do something for charities close to my heart, because that was what I was interested in as a person. I just didn't feel comfortable doing that, because BNI is not about charity. BNI was, for me, was you join BNI to get more business and not to ask people to give money to an organization. So for very many years, I was extremely cautious and never even mentioned a word about it, because I really didn't feel that it was important to BNI. BNI should be there to generate referrals and nothing else. When I did start getting involved, I realized that there's a huge benefit for members and directors, because we have lots of things going on in our communities. I don't know what it's like in your part of the world, but certainly in Germany and other countries in Europe, there's a very high level of business activity. You know, there's people are not complaining they don't have enough work. But getting involved in the local community gives the business, the chapter, the member, the chance to create a very good reputation for himself, which is not only shown in the form of referrals, but we're talking about the long-term reputation of your own business, of your chapter, of BNI as an organization. And what we do find is that the chapters and members that get involved in their local communities enjoy a much higher reputation, and people come back to them for more business.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. There's a great book I read a number of years ago, Conscious Capitalism, which really impacted me. Now, we had started the BNI Foundation after that, but it really supported, in my mind, the importance of BNI and local regions supporting charitable causes. One of the things I've learned, and you've probably seen this as well, is that millennials, more than ever, if we want to attract millennials into BNI, as we do, the younger business professionals, a social consciousness is extremely important to the younger generation of business professionals. And I think there are many reasons why supporting charitable causes. Of course, the biggest one is you can't possibly have an organization with the philosophy of giver's gain without people wanting to support social causes. Would you agree?
I would absolutely agree. I think we are the organization in the world which is predestined to be involved in this sort of activity, without any doubt at all. And when we started getting involved in these charitable events, I hate the word charity, but I can't find a better one at the moment. We realized that it was not just the doing good which felt good. Yes, it has to feel good in your heart. But what was starting to happen was that members and chapters were becoming more visible in their community. And when they were doing that work, when they were engaged in their local communities, they were meeting new people. They were getting people to the chapters that would never, ever have come to BNI before. And suddenly, a lot of people knew who we were and what we were doing. And we were very, very highly thought of as a result.
Yeah, and I think that this idea of a social consciousness is, it's not a new mission for BNI. Our mission still is to help people increase each other's business through referrals. But it's, I think, a great support of that mission because it builds name recognition and exposure for the organization worldwide. One of the questions I get a lot, and as the chairman of the BNI Foundation, maybe you can talk about it, is what's the difference between the BNI Foundation and Business Voices?
Whenever I listen to either Ivan, yourself, or Beth answer this question, everything is perfect and the answer is complete and clear. And as soon as anybody else starts to answer it, it becomes a little bit more difficult. But I have, for my own definition over the last year or so, come to the conclusion that the best way of looking at it from a member point of view is, yes, we could have a BNI Foundation. BNI Foundation involves donations and grants and is a very standard charitable sort of process. The Business Voices Initiative, which is an initiative of BNI, enables BNI members, BNI chapters to get involved in their local communities without a foundation, without money being involved, using their time and their talent to support schools and educational organizations in order to make young people's lives easier in the future. I know there's issues in certain countries with school supplies and materials. Other countries don't have those issues, but what most countries do have is the situation that children are leaving school without access, without knowledge of basic business skills, finance, insurance, networking. And one great example of benefits from Business Voices here was the first initiative we did in the east of Germany. Two people within a BNI chapter went into a local school and were teaching them for several weeks, and everything very, very, very well. The kids loved it. We've had a good impact on the local community. A few weeks later, somebody turned up at a BNI meeting and the executive director said, "So how did you get to know about us?" And he said, "Oh, that's easy. You taught my daughter." And
yeah.
He just decided to come to a meeting and see what's happening.
It's exciting to see people come in from the work of the foundation. Just to clarify, Business Voices is an initiative of the BNI Foundation, which is part of BNI, but it's an initiative actually of the BNI Foundation. I think you described it well. It's basically a way for people to contribute their time and talent locally, which chapters are doing anyway. What we want to do is try and put it underneath the umbrella of Business Voices, a way for business. I think business can be noble. I think business can make a difference in local communities. And this is a way for local businesses to have a voice in the local communities for children and education. So how can people get involved in Business Voices, which is part of the BNI Foundation?
I think the best way to go about it would be to visit the BNI Foundation website. And on the BNI Foundation website, bnifoundation.org, there is a point, Contact Us. And in Contact Us, left-hand side, fill in the inquiry form, put your name, your email address, your subject, and a message, and somebody from BNI will get back to you.
The Contact Us is across the top towards the right, but then when you click on that, it's all on the left.
Mention that
you heard about us on the podcast. That would be helpful, too. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was done on that point.
So if you're interested in finding out more about the BNI Foundation, and particularly Business Voices, which is, you know, contributing back into the communities, your time and talent, we'd love to talk to you. And Kevin is, as I've said, the chairman of the BNI Foundation, which runs the Business Voices project. Let me just ask you one last question before we wrap up, Kevin. What's the vision for the BNI Foundation globally? And is there any other way that people can get involved other than the contact us that you recommend?
I would like BNI members to think how easy it is to get visitors, or how difficult it is to get, how easy it is to make people understand that the benefits of BNI as an organization in the community. And just imagine there are now 8,000, or I think at the beginning of the year, we were already 8,400 chapters. Just take the number 8,400 chapters. Every chapter in the world is doing something for the local community. If only we could gather that information, and that is my vision, that at some point in the very near future, we have 73 countries, chapters in 73 countries, reporting what they are doing in their local communities. If they're only doing $100 a month, we're looking at $10 million a year social impact in the communities in which we do business. I think that would be an enormous figure to have. And what people can do to support this would be to let us know what you're doing. Let your area director, your executive director, your national director know what you're doing. Enable us to find a way to accumulate all this social impact that we are having as an organization. Right. As an organization. Because I would never have thought when I joined BNI that BNI would be doing so much good in communities across the world.
You bring up a good point, because a lot of people are doing things and they're not doing it under the umbrella of the BNI Foundation. We'd love for you to bring it under the, if you're doing anything in your chapters, we'd love for you to bring it under the umbrella of the BNI Foundation through the BNI Foundation's Business Voices initiative. So, you know, reach out to your local director, reach out to the BNI Foundation website. And I love your story about someone showing up. I recently heard about a chapter who the foundation supported a local charity, and that charity was so impressed with what was being done, they joined the BNI uh-huh. chapter, and somebody yeah. who was at that event also joined the local BNI chapter because they said any organization that supports local charities like this organization I want to be part of. And so they ended up getting two members as a result of doing some local charitable event. I think that's a great example of how the BNI Foundation can not only do good, but help local chapters as well. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for, thank you for being on my podcast, and thank you for all the amazing work you do for the BNI Foundation. You are a volunteer. You volunteer an immense amount of time, and I personally appreciate it. And thanks for being on our podcast today.
You're very welcome, and we've just started to scratch the surface, Ivan. Yeah, there's a long way to go yet.
Thank you. Priscilla, back to you.
Okay. Thank you both for the great information. I really appreciate it. For more of Ivan's content, go to ivanmeisner.com. Thank you so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.